Manu Patra alerts dated the 4th of July 2019. Supreme Court has declined to hear a request of Chinese social media app TikTok for the transfer of cases relating to ban on it from the Madras High Court to the top court. The court did not agree with the contention of senior advocate appearing for the Chinese firm that all the matters pending in the Madurai bench of the Madras High Court be transferred to New Delhi for final and expeditious disposal. Supreme Court has ruled that an unexpressed term can be implied if and only if the court finds that the parties must have intended that term to form part of their contract. Madras High Court has declared as legal an amendment made by the state government to the Centre's Land Acquisition Act, exempting three state legislations from its purview. It also made it clear that all land acquisitions made by the state government under the three state legislations on or after the 27th of September 2013 were illegal. Delhi High Court has rejected the appeal by the Delhi and District Cricket Association (DDCA), upholding the order of the additional district judge for an injunction on the suspension of DDCA Secretary Vinod Tihara. The High Court has noted that the DDCA Apex Council is not the competent authority to suspend the secretary, who has been appointed, elected, by the general body of the association. Kerala High Court has upheld the formation of the Centre for Professional and Advanced Studies, CPAS, by the state government and approved by the Mahatma Gandhi University for managing the self-financing institutions run by the university. The court, however, found that the termination of employees including the teachers of these self-financing institutions after they were brought under the control of the CPAS was arbitrary and illegal. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Chandigarh has ruled that the penalty under Section 271AAB of the Income Tax Act, 1961 was rightly imposed in the case where the assessee surrendered a short stock not accounted. Authority of Advance Ruling, Kerala has held that supply of providing labour services for setting up fire lines in forests, labour services for plantation of trees in forests, labour services for RIL river maintenance, labour services of clearing truck paths in forests are exempted from GST. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has tabled the economic survey in both Houses of Parliament. The survey projected the GDP growth for 2019 to 2020 at 7%, up from 6.8% in the previous fiscal. Moreover, the survey pegs fiscal deficit for 2018 to 2019 at 5.8%, up from revised budget estimate of 3.4%. Top Court has stayed an order of the Punjab and Haryana High Court in which it had asked the Committee of Creditors of Bhushan Power and Steel Limited and the National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, to consider the objections raised by the former directors of the company before finalizing any resolution plan. The directions by the High Court were issued despite the principal bench of NCLT having already reserved its judgment on a resolution plan for Bhushan Power, submitted by JSW Steel. Supreme Court has rejected the contempt petitions filed against former and current Revenue Secretaries Hans Mukherjee and Ajay Bhushan Pandey after the Supreme Court observed that no contempt has been made out. Supreme Court has declined to interfere with the Calcutta High Court order which put in abeyance the summons issued by the Customs Department against Trinamool Congress lawmaker Abhishek Banerjee's wife Rujira Narula. Madras High Court has ruled that the shares purchased pursuant to the order of Company Court would not amount to capital gain and rather will be treated as a dividend. Apex Court has approved the dismissal of an army jawan for abandoning his post to escape and for failing to fire at terrorists during an encounter in J&K way back in 2006. Supreme Court has sought response from the centre and the Assam government on a request of an imprisoned paralysed man who has been declared a foreigner by a tribunal and facing imminent deportation to Bangladesh. Supreme Court has ruled that a person who has been enrolled as a member of the Air Force does not have an unqualified right to leave service at his or her will during the term of engagement. Apex Court has noted that merely because relief of declaration is also sought in a suit for possession, the outer limitation of 12 years is also not lost. Top Court has observed that property inherited from father by sons becomes joint family property in the hands of sons. Supreme Court has observed that by virtue of adoption, a child gets transplanted into a new family whereafter he or she is deemed to be member of that family as if he or she were born son or daughter of the adoptive parents, having same rights which natural son or daughter had. Delhi High Court has rejected the plea of South Delhi Municipal Corporation, SDMC, seeking modification of a 2007 direction to it to catch monkeys from the city and release them into the rich area. The court said once the issue was finally decided by the court and disposed of in 2007, anyone aggrieved with the order should file an appeal or review and not an application seeking modification of the decision. Parliament has passed Central Educational Institutions, Reservation in Teachers Cadre Bill 2019. The bill enables universities or colleges to be considered as an unit instead of department while providing reservation for filling vacancies of teachers in central education institutes. Lok Sabha has passed the Dentist Amendment Bill 2019. The bill will do away with mandatory representation for practicing dentists without proper qualification in the dentist councils at different levels. CBI court has acquitted all the accused, including turned MLA Mukhtar Ansari and his brother and MP, Afzal Ansari, in the Krishni Anand Rai murder case. The acquittal has taken place almost 14 years after BJP MLA Krishni Anand Rai and six of his supporters were gunned down in broad daylight in Ghazipur, Uttar Pradesh, in 2005. National Company Law Tribunal has approved a scheme of arrangement involving transfer of optical fiber cable business undertaking of Bharti Airtel to wholly owned subsidiary Telesonic Networks, according to a regulatory filing.